7-Eleven, this is Anna.
Hi, this is John Bell. I'm calling from 7-Eleven Corporate. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
That's great. I'm calling because we are showing a red light for your system for the main breaker box. Are you familiar with the process for resetting the system?
For the main breaker box?
Yes.
With the gas?
No, the electricity. The issue that we're having is the electricity, your meter syncs with our computers here so that we can pay the electric bill.
Right.
So what happens is, it doesn't happen too often, but sometimes the systems become out of sync. And the only way to resync them is to reset the main breaker for about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Do you know where the breaker boxes are in your store?
Yeah, I'm looking at them now.
Okay, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to go over to the main breaker. Are you on a corded phone or a cordless phone?
I'm on a cordless.
Okay, great. I'm going to need you to walk over to the main breakers.
Okay, I'm here now.
And I'm going to need you to, one at a time, start turning off all of the switches until all of the switches are off in each box.
Okay.
And they need to stay off for about 30 seconds.
Okay,
and then put them back on.
There's two things. There's one and two. Am I going to do the first one first?
The first one first, then move on to the second one. Now, because you're on a cordless phone, we will get disconnected once you reach your circuit. So when that happens, I will call you back in 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm shutting everything off.
Yes, but it's important to do one at a time.
Oh, my God. I hope I don't get in trouble for this.
They only have to be off for about 30 seconds, so it'll minimize the downtime.
Okay, so I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Oh, I got to, stretch because I'm short. Hold on.
Thank you.
Is this a pump?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know if it says pump. Am I shutting the pumps off?
Yes, you're turning off every single switch.
Oh my God, now the lights are off.
Yes, the lights will be off, but we only have to have all the circuits off for 30 seconds. So once all of them are turned off, wait 30 seconds, then turn them back on.
This is Anna.
Hi, this is John Bell calling from 7-Eleven Corporate again.
Okay, I think I messed up. I turned them back on, but...
Yes,
sides off first?
It did not completely reset the system. It only did a partial reset. I noticed you said there were two panels. I think we may have to do it again, but this time start with panel two on the far right and move left.
Okay, I need to get a flashlight on.
Okay.
Because it was really dark.
Okay, I'll let you get a flashlight and then tell me when you're ready. I'll
stay
on the line.
All right.
Thank you.
Of course, I find one with no batteries in it. I'm just going to run out to my car because I know I have a flashlight in there.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I can't find one in here.
That's fine. I can hold.
Okay. Sorry about that. I got scared, so I,
Oh, it's no problem. I totally understand. I know this is not a fairly common procedure. This area does not happen too often, so I assume you probably haven't received too much training in this area.
No. At least it's not a green dot card, because I'd have to hang up on you then. You know how that goes. Hold on.
Yep. You can set the phone down and come back. I can hold.
All right. I'm going to have to... My kids probably took my slip.
Okay.
So, I'm going to just put batteries in. I have a flashlight, but there's no batteries in it.
Okay. If you need to grab some batteries from the hardware corner, you can borrow some batteries from there. You can write it off as a business expense.
Okay. You might have to do that if there's nothing there.
Okay.
I just grab batteries. I didn't realize how dark it got in here.
Yeah. Yeah, we noticed that the system needed to be reset, and we try to do these resets later in the night, so it's least disruptive to customers.
Right. Okay, so.
Which, as a result, also means it's dark.
I told me need a flashlight here, just in case. Just in case this happens.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're in business.
Okay. Tell me when you're in front of panel two.
All right. And, of course, I am so sorry, but I cannot recess. I got to get a stool.
That's fine.
You're one of the tall guys here. Okay, I'm going to start. So you hang up. I'm going to do every single one on both sides.
Yes, and then wait for 30 seconds. Now, so we can know, make sure every circuit has reset. Can you count each circuit individually? For example, 1, 2, 3, et cetera.
Yeah, they have it marked.
Okay. But for the purpose of verifying it on this end, could you not necessarily read the numbers they're marked with, but just count them individually so we know how many switches have been flipped?
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. There's two of them together.
You can count those.
25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. It was already turned. There's 7, 38 on one side.
Okay.
Now I'm going to the other side?
Yes. Are you still in panel two, or are you moving on to panel one?
I'm moving on to panel one now.
Okay, now start at panel one and start on the right.
On the right side?
Yes.
Okay.
At the bottom right.
So the bottom right, so work my way up?
Yes. Now we will get disconnected when you reach our circuit. So when that happens, I will call you back in a few minutes and let you know if it was successful.
Okay, well, how are you going to call me back then? Do I have to do a wait 30 seconds again?
What I mean is you will wait 30 seconds after they're all off, and I will allow enough time for you to turn them back on before I call you.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. And am I counting again?
Yes, please.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,